Well, welcome. I'm Jereen, and I'm going to be talking about 80 before 80, but I know a lot of you know each other, but some of you don't, so let's start with you. Introduce yourself and tell one thing about you that probably no one would really think, really?
No pressure. Well, I'm John from Ohio, and I served two Lutheran churches as pastor in a pretty rural Ohio, small town. Got a couple dogs. Is that good?
That's fine.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing that, so often we say, this is my job, but something, and oh, really, helps us to remember.
I'm Dale. I've been retired a month. Oh. And I have a cat named Mrs. Norris out of Harry Potter.
I'm Julie, and I've been retired 18 months. And I'm trying to figure out how to re-retire. I've been too busy.
Where are you from?
I was born in England, but I'm from Olympia.
I'm Joy, and I'm from Oregon, recently from Albany, Oregon, and I don't have a dog or a cat.
I could add something for yours.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that you fed zebra fish for a long time. I think that's very unique.
I've fed zebra fish. I have probably created more life than anyone of you in petri dishes. I have created thousands of lives in petri dishes. I think that's probably not.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Well, we have to hear more about that. What?
And I've fed thousands and thousands of zebrafish too, and that's not very interesting to do or tell about.
I'm a zebrafish midwife, right?
Midwife? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, artificial insemination. Zebrafish pimp. We call ourselves fish pimps.
That's cool.
So I worked in a genomics lab at the University of Oregon for about 7 years. And
what lab?
Genomics.
Oh, okay.
And so partially studying genetic diseases, but also studying the genome itself and theories of the genome. And so not only zebrafish, but other kinds of fish and all kinds of interesting creatures I have created in petri dishes.
I'm Hayden. I'm also from Oregon. Corvallis is right next to Albany. Last summer, I had a research job. I killed over 2,000 bees. Pretty neat.
That's a murderer.
I know.
I'm Belle Pace, and I'm from Livermore, California. But I have to remember I'm from Livermore because I lived in Alaska so many years. I keep waiting to say I'm from Alaska. Anyway, I don't have any dogs, cats, or have grandkids. And I've come here for about 12 years, and I first came as a guest, and then I started coming to working, and I like to come in the spring and the fall work camp because the same people come all the time. It's just so much fun. But I missed the spring work camp because the night before, I was all packed and everything ready, and I tripped and I hurt my leg. And you know, here you have to be able to walk, you know, especially if you're working, so I had to quit. And it couldn't come. And then I'm here with a friend of mine from Alaska, and anyway, I'm happy to be here, but this is the first time I've been here in years and haven't worked, so I'm just kind of, okay, now what?
I'm Patty, And what are we supposed to say? What's our assignment?
The assignment is to say one thing maybe unique about you or something, because often if we just say who we are, where we're from, we forget. But if...
Okay. Well, I guess the thing that comes to mind is I just ran my first marathon at age 47.
You're going to tell us any more about
that? No,
that's
it.
That's enough.
I'm Penny from near Madison, a little Norwegian town called Stoughton. And unique. Well, when I retired, exactly 12 years ago, and that first summer, I decided to go back and do something I'd wanted to do, and that was to teach international folk dance. So I guess that's unique. And then I ended up by doing that for about 3 years with this group of sexually abused teenage girls who, for a lot of different reasons I can't quite explain, loved doing it and wanted to go on the road with me. And that was their ticket to go on the road. Otherwise, they couldn't get off the school grounds. And so they were very motivated and very good at what they did. It was very enjoyable.
I'm Greg, and I do all things fly. I tie flies, and I fly fish. I teach fly tying, and I teach fly fishing.
You don't draw flies, so.
I do not. Not only do I not have a sense of humor, I have very little sense of art either.
Well, I'm referring to drawing flies through odor.
Oh, no, I just changed shirts, so I've been good for a while.
And we missed you.
Yeah. My name is Doug. We first came to the village a little over 30 years ago when Werner Jansen asked about needed some help with solar energy assistance, putting solar on some of the buildings. And my wife and I built a solar house by the early 1970s, and that started a whole career. And so I guess that's a claim too. And I've been working in solar in Oregon, of all places, for the last 40 years almost, and we just retired. So this kind of brackets, this visit to Holden kind of brackets the beginning of my solar career and the closing of the paying part of the solar career. It still goes on.
Well, I'm going to talk about 80 before 80. On March 13th, 2011, my cousin, who I'm living with in Alaska, and I'm just going to tell a little bit about her, she and I grew up in the same small town in Iowa. She lived on a farm. I lived in
Which
town.
Which town was it? I'm also from a small town.
Luena. It's near Decorah. And as I said, she lived on a farm, I lived in town, but we were a block apart. We crossed the railway tracks, and I'm 1 month older than she is. So we were inseparable until I moved when I was 13. And as we went to different colleges, we both went into education, but I went to Africa, she went to Alaska, and just the last few years we've been together again, and it's been a wonderful experience. But on March 13th, we went to a 40th birthday party, and the woman whose birthday it was had done 40 things before she was 40. So we looked at each other, and we said, we're going to do 80 before 80. And that launched our adventure. Well, we decided to do it, and March 14th, I refereed a basketball game. Granted, it was a dream, but when I woke up in the morning, I was so stiff and sore from doing all that running around, I counted it as my number one. So my first, and I think I did a pretty good job too, but I was running around with the whistle, and so... that was my first thing, and I was writing them down in a little book, and then I kind of quit, and when I knew I was coming to Holden, Jackie said, why don't you make a scrapbook of the things? So I have been making a scrapbook, And I will, and she said, don't put it in the book, just have the pages loose so you can pass them around. One of the things I like to do is cook, but I had never made gravlax, lox that you know, eat the bagels with cream cheese and lox. And so I decided to do that, and I did, and it was terrible. And I went to this Finnish neighbor and said, I made gravlax, but it was soft and mushy. She said, did you use frozen salmon before? And I said, yes. She said, you have to do it with fresh salmon. And so I did, and it was good. And then I heard about making brownies with black beans, which seemed to me quite ridiculous. No flour, gluten-free. Now, had I not been doing 80 before 80, I would have never tried it. But I thought, I could do that as an 80 before 80. And so I made the black bean brownies, and they are good. And I can't tell you how many people who have to be on a gluten-free diet I've given that recipe for. This was a cold night, and I was visiting my daughter, and there was a first tree lighting event in that small community, and I thought, oh, it's cold, I don't think I'll go. But I could call it an 80 before 80, and if it was going to be a success, really a lot of people had to go. So I told my daughter and her husband, I really want to go. So they went with their daughter, I went, and I hope that was part of the reason it goes. Some of the things I'm doing is trying different foods. I have eaten Australian wild boar, ostrich, which surprised me, it tastes like beef, and with my cousin, here's her picture, we went gathering puffball mushrooms, and I ate them for breakfast the next morning. They really don't have a whole lot of flavor, but they're fun to pick.
Does the stuff come out, or is it still in there when you...
There's nothing. You just slice them. They're solid.
They turn to powder after they
age. Yeah, oh. When they're smaller.
They're solid when they're...
Went to the Native Youth Olympics, which is the most marvelous display of athleticism I've ever seen. And Alice Strick, whose picture here broke a world record. So I was able to say I was there for that. And even though Val will understand when I say I was really a chichaco, yeah. I had spent more than one winter in Alaska, but still I was a tenderfoot. They needed people at the Visitors Bureau, and even with having lived there only a short time, although I'd visited, I volunteered to be at the visitor center. I took a ghost tour of Anchorage. I took a taste of Anchorage Culinary Walk, and I had a ride on the trolley. And so that's the place I walked. I had never been to an air show, and the Thunderbirds were performing in Anchorage, and I found out a girl I knew when she was in high school, her parents both taught at the school I was at, was in No. 3 plane. So made contact, saw her, and I saw an air show. I went to a place called Brevig Mission. I haven't finished this one, but it's north of Nome, and I do have my map in, but I have to put the other information. But flew to Nome, drove to Teller about 65 miles and went across the Bering Sea in a boat. And at the same time, I went swimming in the Bering Sea. Now, I don't like cold water, and I'm not a good swimmer. I never would have done it. But I thought, this could be an 80 before 80.
You count every single event, or is it that the whole trip? One event?
I'm counting the Bering Sea. I'm absolutely counting
the Bering
Sea.
This is one thing, the swim's another.
The warm water, you better count it separate.
And when I came back, rather than driving the whole highway, I took the Alaska Marine Highway from Whittier to Bellingham, Washington, a 5-night trip on the ferry with my car, and that's that paper. I was in, both Jackie and I were in Homer, which is the kind of fishing capital of maybe the world for halibut. And we were in the bookstore. There were a lot of people there. The mayor of the town came in. He said he was from Iowa. We said we'd grown up in Iowa. And he said, "Do you know the Iowa corn song?" So Jackie and I, in this crowded bookstore, stood there and sang, "We're from Iowa." I never would have sung in public, but I thought I could put it in the book. And I spent 3 days with my sister-in-law, and the full 3 days what we did is played Mahjong. So I have learned how to play Mahjong. This was the Alaska Convention Gathering of the Women of the ELCA, and this is the camp that we went to. And again, I had never gone to a woman's retreat, so that was a new experience. It was a lovely place. Now this one I really had nothing to do with, except I survived it. Last winter was an all-time record for snowfall in Anchorage, 134.5 inches. And I figured I could count that because I shoveled snow all winter.
Directions here.
It's a test to see whether we can actually handle it.
We can handle it.
Mm-hmm. We're doing pretty good.
Gold panning. I gave that a try. I got three small flakes of gold.
You did.
And I found out gold panning was a lot more work than I realized. And right now in Nome, there is a gold rush. It was very interesting. The town was just full of people, prospectors. And reading about the early days, and some of the women that baked apple pies and did quite well, I decided I would bake pies and sell them to the miners rather than panning myself.
She said she already saw this one. Okay, keep them all going the same way, would you? Okay.
Oh,
it's
hard
no,
for us.
No, no, it's a test.
We're failing the test.
There was a little ad in the paper. They needed trail cleanup in Anchorage. And I went to help clean up trails. I had no idea. I thought maybe it was picking up paper or something. It was sawing the lower branches off of the trees in this one area, so if there were moose in the area, people on bikes or walking could see the moose. Boy, was I stiff at the end of the day. But I got this great big certificate of appreciation signed by the mayor himself. July 4th, went to the parade. The Anchorage Parade is quite interesting. There's about 300,000 people in Anchorage, but it's a very, very small town sort of parade and a lot of fun. And that again, you have to go downtown, you have to find a place to park. The buses didn't run on 4th of July. I probably would have stayed home. But I thought, well, I can count it.
What number are you at now?
I'm at 38, but there's, and I will be 80 next August, so I've got to get going. But one of the things I have is to read the whole Bible, and I'm doing it. I'm on the way. Another thing is to learn some German, and I don't speak German, Proverbs, and I'm working through the little book of the translating, and as soon as I'm done, I'm going back to memorize them. I learned how to make the Danish heart, and
it's easier than I thought, and I sent them for Valentine's. I made a bunch and sent Valentine's to people I probably wouldn't have even thought of. I was asked to speak at a convention in Chicago, and I turned them down, and then they asked me a second time. They really wanted me to come. It turned out to be a very positive experience, and I counted that. Alaska State Fair. I had three firsts that day. I went to the state fair, I ate a halibut taco, and I had bacon dipped in chocolate. And believe me, I wouldn't have tried the bacon dipped in chocolate.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. It's that salt, and yeah, it's pretty good. And then I haven't put, but I went to see the Bucks baseball team in Anchorage. And it's the first night game I'd ever gone to where they didn't have to have any lights.
Oh, yeah.
It was still plenty light when we left. And it's very good baseball. It's college baseball players, and then they have some kind of job in Anchorage and play baseball. So I was pleasantly surprised to see the quality of the baseball. But on Saturday, June 30th, and the game wasn't over till well after 10, they did not have to have lights. And this one is an organ recital, and I've gone to organ recitals before, but there was a world premiere, so I thought, I will count that. I've never gone to a world premiere of an organ concert. And these are three things from Central Lutheran in Anchorage. One, they had an Asian Sunday, so with some, there were a bunch of women, but the pictures with two other women, we wore ethnic dress. I taught Vacation Bible School, and on Pentecost, the day that they spoke in all the languages, I read part of the gospel lesson in Swahili. I have a new one. I'm going to start tomorrow. I've been going to Judy's letter writing, and I have decided until I'm 80. Well, first I decided I'm going to write a letter every day, but I know I'll skip some days. So in September I will write 30 letters, in October 31, and I'm going to do that, and that's something I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have done otherwise. So some of the things are things I've always wanted to do. My cousin started out with learning to eat with chopsticks, and she's good at it now, and to learn two songs on the banjo, which she can do. A woman in church that I've been talking to, her first thing is she is reading science fiction novel, because she's sure she doesn't like science fiction, but she's going to do it. So what I want to do is challenge you. Pick your number and do it. I think perhaps when you get my age, it's much easier to say no. When you're younger, you have more new experiences, but it's things you really want to do and things you don't want to do at all. One of the things I still haven't done that I definitely am going to do is, I'm really very liberal. I'm going to listen to a whole conservative radio program and keep my mouth shut the whole time.
Probably, but
8 hours of Rush Limbaugh.
No, I didn't say 8 hours.
Well, he's on a long time.
So how many of your 80 did you decide ahead of time, and how many did you leave for serendipity or, you know?
you know, I haven't counted that up. For instance, I went to the organ concert, but I didn't realize it was a world premiere. Serendipity, definitely singing the Iowa Corn Song, and also the times I've eaten in restaurants and ordered something. Well, I've never done this before. But other things like going on the Marine Highway, that was planned. And so I want to challenge all of you. Pick a number.
Pick a number.
No, huh? Well, for, it was 40 before 40 that. And one woman afterwards, she said, I'm going to do 12 in the next year. And she was going to start on her birthday. But it really has been fun. I was in, not Chelan, Wenatchee. And I was walking down the street, and there was a sign, rattlesnake avoidance training. And it was at a dog obedience school. So I called Jackie, and I said, I saw this sign. Can I count that? She said, not unless you take a dog there.
Can I take this call the sign?
She said, that would be too easy. So I said it was going to be short, and but maybe... Do you think this might challenge you? Would you like to give it a try?
Yes.
Set yourself a number, and I have found doing the scrapbooking has been a much more fun for me than writing down in the book the day I did it. And what do you think? Do you think I really could count that refereeing the basketball game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a visualization, and somewhere before you hit 80, you're going to get a chance to actually do it.
Well, one of the things, I was asked to judge a science fair, and I don't know, I did, and it was like science fairs, they have their tradition, and a lot of parents you knew had helped a lot. There was one, fourth grade one, that was pretty messy. It was on tornadoes, and he'd just written some things down on notebook paper and torn it out, and it was up there, and actually it was pretty good. And he said, I really didn't look anything up. He said, I just wrote down the things I knew about tornadoes. But it gave me one of the greatest lines. The last thing he had, what is the safest place in a tornado? A basement. A big tornado can't fit into a little basement. So there are unexpected joys along the way. Thanks for being here. And if you decide you're going to do it and you see me around, tell me your number and what you think you might start out with. There's lots of opportunities here at Holden.
And then you'll write us a letter.
If I have your address, I will write you a letter.
She's got a lot of people to write to. Yeah.
So I wasn't here at the beginning of your book. When did you start your, you're in your 80th year?
On March 14th, 2011.
Okay, so that's basically a one-year,
no,
a two-year goal.
Yeah. Yeah, in March it was... one full year.
Okay.
The real beauty, well, there's, I can think of a lot of pluses about doing it, but one is that you learn from other people that are doing the same thing, but interesting things, possibilities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
oh, and
so many things to do.
If I can interrupt, my cousin, who doesn't speak Spanish, is reading, who's the guy on the horse?
Don Quixote.
She's reading Don Quixote in Spanish.
Oh,
she has a junior high, a middle school edition, but she reads page by page, translate the words, and when she's through with the chapter, she'll go back and read it again. And as she's going along, she said she's finding she knows more and more.
Yeah.
And that is kind of archaic Spanish.
Yeah.
Shakespeare in English.
And that's a long novel, too.
Well, this is a junior edition, so it's a bit easier. I thought my German proverbs would be easier than reading a whole book. So thank you for being here, and I hope you're challenged.
Kind of like a bucket list, but not as grandiose.
Well, and the bucket list is all things you want to do. This is a lot of things you don't want to do at all. I did not want to go swimming in the Bering Sea. I don't even know if I wanted to put my toe in.
Right.
Oh, you mean you, did you put a bathing suit on?
I put a bathing suit on and I went swimming.
Oh my God. And you didn't die?
She's here. So kind of challenging yourself to do things you think you wouldn't like or things you...
And again, when you get older, it's really easy to sit on the couch.
Oh,
it really is. And now I'm feeling pressure because I'm not halfway there and I only have 11 months left, so I better get going.
Have you done any new things at Holden this time around?
No, I haven't.
Not yet, huh?
Not anything brand new.
So speaking at Vespers, you've done that before?
I have done that before.
Well, folk dancing.
Well, I've done folk dancing before. There is a German club in St. Paul, and they have folk dancing. And I asked one of the members who, an older man who was fairly recently from Germany, if a single woman who didn't have a partner could come. And he said, oh yeah, there are a lot of loose women there.
Oh, that's good.
So thank you for
being
here.
Much.